Jai Sachidanand. This is the intention behind the lullaby in Pujya Shri Deepak Bhai's speech as translated from Gujarati to English. How did the discussion about this lullaby start off? I came across the biography of Kunkunda Acharya Maharaj, and as I was reading it, there were many things mentioned in it. But there was this specific mention about his birth. His parents were both very pious. They were devout spiritual followers for many years, and a child was born to them after a long time. The mother had been following spirituality for so long, so she had the bhav that may my child become a jnani, may he attain the self. He is the self that is completely free from the charge karma, subtle discharge karma, gross discharge karma. He is in the form as the absolute light of knowledge. He is the knower and seer. These were the kind of bhavs she had. Now, can one make a child who is just 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months old understand this? So, she started singing a lullaby in which every verse denoted to the child that you are the soul, you are the knower-seer, you are the light of absolute knowledge like the Siddha Lords. You are unaffected by the intents that tend to anoint. You are free from the associated activities of the mind, speech, and body. She would sing these words in the lullaby. And imagine, the child, who was not falling asleep at all, who was crying and unsettled, the moment his mother sang just 2 lines of the lullaby, the child would sleep peacefully. It became such that the child was able to understand about the concept of the soul, and of course, he was definitely a soul who is going to attain liberation very soon. An asan bhavi atma, meaning that in the past life he had attained self-realization, and automatically, just imagine, his mother started disseminating the knowledge of the self in him from such a young age. In a few years, at the age of 9 or 10 years, his development appeared to be that of a jnani, and later on, through his subtle body, he would go to Simandar Swami and was able to offer to the world these phenomenal scriptures filled with the knowledge of the self, such as Samaysar, Niyamsar, and Pravachansar. If he had not done so, then the science regarding the original self would have been buried away completely. That which had declined after the time of Lord Mahavir was rejuvenated. So, this was a very important event of the work for world salvation. From the moment the child started developing in the mother's womb, she had only spiritual thoughts. And the mother must also have a state very close to Samkit, that she instilled the intent as the self within the child. For us Mahatmas, the children are getting the Gnan while they are still in the womb. So, when I was reading the biography of Kunkunda Acharya, I had the bhav that what if the children of our Mahatmas have this kind of intent being instilled in them through a lullaby? And the word that was written in the biography was a lullaby. A lullaby being sung whose verses are filled with the properties of the soul. And it was only when the mother sang this lullaby that the child would fall asleep. And coincidentally, just recently, we got news from a Mahatma that their child would fall asleep only after listening to Dada's spiritual songs. So I said, this is definitely some kind of grace from Dada that this unique lullaby has come into being specially for the babies. And these children who are attaining the Gnan while in the womb means that they are Mahatmas who are returning. Gnan manifested for Dada in 1958, and today it is 2020. So, there are so many of Dada's Mahatmas who have taken Gnan, and those who have missed out on properly completing their Samayik and Pratikraman, they have returned. And from the time they are born, even before they are born, do we not say that the Gnani will prevail for you in your next life right from birth itself? You will have a link with the Gnanis. So very naturally, this has become one of the biggest evidences. They are taking Gnan in the womb, but after that, how can they stay connected to satsang at that young age? In the interim stage, while the child cannot understand anything else, but upon singing such a lullaby where all the properties of the state as the self are being sung, the installation is that of the state as the self. Otherwise, normally, the installation would be that filled with illusory attachment like I'm going to name my child this. I will make him a doctor or an engineer. Whereas this other installation is that of may you become a Gnani. May you give service in Dada's mission of world salvation. May you become pure. May you become free of abhorrence and kashai. You are the self. You are the absolute light of knowledge. You are the knower and seer. With all such bhav, a tremendous installation as the self will happen in the child, and the greatest benefit will be for the mother, because as she sings this lullaby, not only will her illusory attachment dissolve, but she herself will also come into the state as the self. And this lullaby will work tremendously for spiritual progress. And while singing the lullaby, whenever she looks at the child, she will have the bhav, may you become the pure soul. You are not the body, you are the soul. And together with that, she will be nurturing the intent that may you become pure for world salvation. May you serve well in Dada's mission for world salvation. So it's amazing how these circumstances have unfolded naturally. And beyond that, it is definitely through Dada Bhagwan's grace and Niruma's blessings that this link is coming into effect. And for the children of the future, this lullaby will offer a unique atmosphere of Gnan, where devotion for the self arises, where the installation of the state as the self occurs, instead of an environment filled with illusory attachment for worldly life. So, let all of us nurture this intention that through this beautiful lullaby, may each child have devotion arise for the state as the self. May he or she progress towards the state as the self, and may the seeds of such bhav really be sown in the child's heart, where he or she becomes pure and can progress greatly in Gnan and surrender the mind, body and speech exclusively for the work of world salvation. It will turn out to be phenomenal. Jai Satchidanand.